Not every storm in your life is something to escape from. Some storms are where God grows you. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. When life gets messy and hard, it's easy to just wish it would all stop. You just want God to bring you through it and forget all about it. But what if that storm is actually part of how God is helping you grow? Just like a rainstorm helps plants grow, the hard stuff in life, when we walk through it with Jesus, can actually bring beauty, strength, and new life. Today's story is called The Desert Storm by Alyssa Rote. Boom! Thunder crashes. Lightning illuminates the house as the walls shake and dishes rattle in the cupboards, followed by an even louder thunderclap. I grew up in the Sonoran Desert of southern Arizona. Most of the year, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. But during monsoon season, the rain came with a vengeance. Streets flooded, dry washes became roaring rivers, trees were ripped up, yards washed out, and cars were stranded in floodwaters. It might sound terrifying, but I've never seen it that way. As a kid, I'd love to go out after it rained, jump in the puddles, and throw leaves into streams running down the street. As I got older, I loved the smell of creosote that always came before the rain. Even now, I love the awe of the power of the storm. But I don't just appreciate monsoons, I also understand why we need them. Though the Sonoran Desert is indeed a desert, it's filled with beautiful cacti, flowers, and creatures who need rain to survive. The raindrops pelt the dust, cooling the scorching ground and creating streams from which to drink. The storm seems scary, but the desert is far more beautiful after it. Many people compare trials in the Christian life to storms. They talk about weathering the storm and making it to the other side. But I think sometimes we forget that God is working through the storm. If everything was always sunny, we would never grow, just like the desert plants. Storms are hard. Things get pelted, uprooted, destroyed. But if we weather the storms from inside the safety of God's love, remembering that Jesus endured the unsafety of the cross because he cares so deeply for us, we can begin to appreciate the storm's beauty. And after they pass, we can praise him for the life and growth they bring. All right, let's talk about this for a second. What storms have you gone through? What growth has God produced in you through them? What storms are you going through right now? We can have hope in every storm because Jesus was willing to die on the cross for us, and then he rose up from the grave. Our hope is twofold. One, our suffering will not last forever because Jesus will return and make all things new. And two, even when we suffer, he is with us. He loves us and he truly understands what we're going through because he suffered for us. Consider taking some time to talk to him about the storms in your life. And if you want to dig deeper, there's a ton of scripture that goes along with today's story. You can find all of it in the Unlocked app or at unlocked.org. Now, as you and I can read in Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good, a stronghold in a day of distress. He cares for those who take refuge in him. See for yourself what God says in James 1:2 through 5 and Romans 8:28 to 39 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we'd love to hear what you think of the show. So, do you got any ideas of how Unlocked could be even better? Or maybe something you'd wish we'd talk about or stop doing in the podcast. Go to unlocked.org and tap contact in the menu to send us your feedback. Your voice helps shape the future of Unlocked. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. When life seems overwhelming and a million things are demanding your time, the best thing you can do is step back and spend that time with God instead. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.